Hey everyone, and welcome to another edition of the BA Sells Kennel Club Holistic Healthcare Products CTFO Changing the Future Outcome Business Podcast Show with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, and welcome to what's hopefully the new and improved Grandpa Bill's podcast show. We've made some decisions here over the last 7 months, now going into our 8th month of this calendar year, on working towards getting brevity to these shows, or concise episodes, both here at the business show and over to my Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour podcast show as well. Over there, we've always looked at things from the ethereal side, if you will, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. And what I'm glad to officially announce today, I have both formats of the show, I think, finally, where this one is going to be entirely about the business opportunities at CTFO and the Wholesale Shopping Club. Going to do more of the superfoods and all of the maladies that these fine products here at CTFO help to abate and alleviate and keep under control and so forth over at the Holistic Healing Hour show. And what we'll do there moving forward is concentrate more on research of progression of studies of how these products are indeed helping to heal, test analysis, and so forth. Always interloping that here at the business show through our own test analysis, the 10X Pure technology, and the ever ongoing increasing science. So we'll take a break. I'm going to do about 30 minutes here today. And when we come back, I'm going to take a look at also ways to explore on how to make the show more interactive. And after this break, we'll open up with talking about that element. And before show's end, going to talk about utilizing social media, house parties, and social media parties as a great way to help support community, and how our community support program at CTFO can intertwine with those efforts. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us. Hey everyone, and welcome back after the break, and thanks for joining us. We're here each and every day, Sunday through Saturday, 7 days a week, both at this platform at CTFO Business Show and over to the aforementioned Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour show. And at the time of this taping, now on August the 2nd, being within the confines of August, I am now, I don't recall the day of, but sometime within the confines of this month, I'll be celebrating my 2nd year anniversary here at the Anchor radio platform for both shows, with in excess now of over 600 shows each and every day since August of 2019. Also within the 7 months that I mentioned in the opening of the show, now, you know, breaking into our 8th month of this calendar year, as last calendar year, 2020, closed, and as I do my New Year's shows that I've done, oh my goodness, 27 years and counting, and, you know, the highlights of the year previous, as few as they were in 2020, and then the forecast for 2021. At that time, I did a show during my New Year's resolutions show, and, you know, bringing in the new year, blah, blah, blah. but made a point of saying that I was going to put 2020 in the rearview mirror in its entirety. Probably one of the most tumultuous years we've all had in the history of our lives. For a number of reasons, the obvious one that we don't talk about here, but the pandemic and the pink arena, which we definitely don't talk about here, and the world upheaval and so forth. So what I said in that show, flashing back about 6 months ago, is that not only was I going to close out the former year archivally, but attention spans, in all honesty, being what they're not anymore. Attention spans have been so abbreviated due to the toxicity of the planet and all kinds of other contributing factors that if you get long, detailed, and make shows or blogs or whatever too long in and of themselves, you definitely will lose the audience, for sure. So what I've done is I now close out archival episodes of all my shows basically within 30 days as the new month becomes new and the former month closes out. I usually will go in and close out the previous 30 days shows. I've pretty much been doing that since January, where previous I would have the full archival library that went into hundreds of shows. And in all honesty, and I think everybody would concur with this, with those of you that have shows of your own or whatever, and I'm not really looking for you to concur, but I would throw it out that basically nobody goes back to archival shows, especially if they get into several months ago. You know, several weeks ago is one thing, several months ago, and then into multiple years ago. Now, by leaving them out there in the archival world by, you know, through happenstance, would somebody come through, you know, the January 1st, pick a year, 3 years ago, or whatever episode? Well, of course they would. So, what I've decided to do, this is mostly for the analysis people. I had this conversation with a group that I just recently joined, and I told them what I do, because I'm going to be seeking out more guests to interview on the show. I really want to make it more interactive. So long story short, I'm in a group that, you know, we interchange fellow podcasters and all. That's so much in its infancy, I don't even have anything to convey to you yet. My point in that is, one of the pre-qualifiers to be in the said group is you had to do X number of podcast shows. Well, I had that qualified like 12 years ago. I've been doing podcasts for over a decade. They've definitely flown under the radar for a number of reasons. Most of them have been industry related, pretty tedious in their subject matter, unique to the industry, more industry jargon, blog type of things. And my audience that followed me all through my former career, which I retired from in 2019, sea vegetation, kelp, and what have you. The lion's share of my podcast shows then that went under many names over the years pretty much was unique to them. And my followership, I'm using my quotation marks, I'm not a gifted broadcaster. I don't have a silver throat. And neither of which inhibits me or interests me in being either. I can't be. It's what I was given. I do these to hopefully present them as harbingers of good information, hopefully perceived as such, and simply serve the capacity I've served in any of my shows, and my former career and my new existing one, to be a conduit to put folks in touch, to make them own decisions on business, on life, on getting better, on changing the way things have been, and the maladies of medicine as a whole. So through all of that, here at the show, I'm going to revisit asking for help. I severely need it. I have limitations with handicaps in my hands, another forte of mine that's lacking because I couldn't do it to the speed and dexterity that would be required to do it, is many of our fellow CTFOers within the parent company with their own successful teams and what have you, have had great success with social media parties. And I'll highlight that point when we come back from the next break. That would be something I definitely would be looking for in my own team, someone that's blessed with those. You know, you guys kibitz every day. Many of you have done that with your own ventures. You do it with, you know, enjoying music and what have you. That would be a key element that I think would be a great way to mass market and have some fun. And the way we'll highlight it in a moment, and many of you have more expertise on this than myself. This is why I'm asking for the help on that. My expertise is in marketing. My expertise is in what I've done literally decades ago before all these bells and whistles and the technology, you know, advanced itself. So in future shows, because part of the interactiveness at the show here, I have started to get some interactive at the message board and my new 800 number, which will be in the description of today's show as well. And that's a great way to get fodder here to exchange your opinions on what I'm discussing today. What do you guys think about social media as a way, if you're here for the business opportunity, those that are, as a way to harness, a way to present and give back to the community, another niche market amongst the many that we offer at CTFO, and how you can harness that. And that's what I want to do, because I want to give back to my local charity of choice again, the Animal Refuge League. So to stay on the clock here, to stay vigilant to about 30 minutes in today's show, let me take another break. When we come back, we'll probably make that the last segment of today's show. That will go about 15-ish minutes or so, and we should be within that 30-minute time frame. And we'll take a look at potential niche marketing via social media. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Beard Sales, Kennel Cow Holistic Healthcare Products, CTFO, Changing the Future of Cow. With your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Just push play.
You may know CTFO as the company that taught hundreds of thousands of people how to shop to save and share to earn. We've become one of the fastest growing online wholesale shopping clubs of its kind, where over 700,000 people have registered for free membership, purchased over 450,000 CTFO products, and saved an estimated $8 million over the last 36 months. What you don't know is this. Out of 80 health and wellness products, we developed exclusive product solutions for six of the top 10 most diagnosed and harassing health conditions most people will encounter, such as muscle and joint discomfort, sleep, weight management, skin care, and immune health. People will spend an estimated $600 billion annually on solutions to these problems by 2027. So, what is CTFO's decisive advantage over our competitors? In 2019, CTFO formally acquired the worldwide rights to 10X Pure, which supports the bioavailability of poorly absorbed ingredients. For example, if you only get 10% of what you take, you're wasting 90% of it. If you get 50% of what you take, that's five times better. Next, CTFO developed six 10X Pure worldwide exclusive product solutions, and then we launched a commissionable sampling system. It's a fact. research has proven there's a 2,000% higher probability of people buying when they have the opportunity to sample products. So how do we know which samples to share? You ask questions, listen closely, and share the appropriate samples. Here's just a few examples of people asking questions related to the CTFO product samples. The first one, do you or anyone you know suffer from muscle and joint discomfort? Our 10X Pure Relief Cream has CBDA. It's that simple. Would you like one or two samples? Do you or anyone you know drink coffee? Would you like a sample of our gourmet black coffee, vanilla latte, or both? If you put cream in your coffee, let's ask this question. Does your coffee creamer help you burn fat for energy? Is radiant, younger-looking skin possible in 60 seconds? Would you squeeze a few happy drops in your morning coffee to increase your mood? And finally, related to our immune pack, did you know 70% of your immune system is in your gut? They're all logical and simple, aren't they? In closing, CTFO delivers worldwide exclusive must-have solutions to six of the world's most harassing health issues using a proven sampling system delivered by our CTFO marketing partners. So have fun, share to earn, and get paid weekly with the industry's highest payout of almost 50%. Get started right now and register for free. The rest is simple. Shop to save, share to earn.
You did that, man. Hey everybody, and welcome back from the final break, and let's wrap this thing up in less than 10 minutes. Let's get to it. So in the description of today's show, I kind of posed the question again to revisit getting more interaction here at the show, but community. I've talked about this in years past. I talked a lot about communities when I was a child. I'll revisit those tomorrow in the business show. It'll probably be a good precursor to the MLM feature of the show tomorrow. But here, you know, small communities, wherever they may exist, perhaps, you know, in the listening audience, you may live in a small community. So in those types of environments, much like the comedy sitcom in the years past, the bar sitcom Cheers, you know, the show Cheers, where everybody knew your name and the theme song. Well, small communities, you know, based on population and what have you, pretty much everybody does know your name, depending on how small is. So that's one form of giving back to a smaller community, perhaps, is a perceived advantage due to the minimalistic size of the potential participants in a small community. It's just food for thought. There's no right, wrong, or indifferent. It's just a way to assess potential mass marketing. So through the give back to the community program that we offer at CTFO, but in general, in any give back to a community, be it profitable businesses or nonprofits within communities plural. Giving back to the community while you build those relationships, and if you are a business that's giving back as a business and or an individual within a business or both, but as a business, if you're presenting to a fellow business entrepreneur in your community in a positive and rewarding way, that you are trying to raise a fundraiser for, you pick, you know, for the sake of this discussion, whatever it is in your small community that may need the assistance at that time, be it nonprofit, Charlie's Garage. Okay, I'm throwing one out there. Help me out. Who's Charlie? Who's his garage? play along a little bit. You guys are ubiquitous to me at this point. I have no idea what retrofits your community scenario or what have you. So let's go with fictitious small town USA. Charlie's Garage and the local animal rescue. To pick two examples for this example of how to help a community. Okay, being passionate about your products in the course of presenting a fundraiser and an organization or two or however few or many that you passionately are involved or want to be in representing. And they can be all of the great ones, the American Heart Association, the list goes on and on. Those are all key, vital, need assistance. So nonprofit and for-profit, we have an instrument that could be perceived and is indeed a way to help both factions, especially in this world as it turns on its new axis moving forward. One thing I think that anybody that has a semblance of an amoeba for brain mass, regardless of what else interjects into political views or whatever, we don't do any of that here. Here's what we do. I think that everybody would agree, I think, that it's all changed forever. That's a fact, Jack. Whatever you think are contributing reasons or whys or wherefores, it's changed forever. So we either run kind of jump on board. I'm not talking about policies and philosophies. I'm talking about jumping on board to try to formulate together. What are you going to do to help out your fellow proprietors locally? Whether it's a venue in any way, shape, or form represented through CTFO, it's just a viable option and a way to do so. But if the community doesn't rise and stick together, be it small, large, Main Street USA, my street, your street, regionally, locally, globally, around the world, if we don't do it together, it is not going to get done. We have to do it with cohesion, calmness, repose, logic, you know, the English language is so diversified in its meaning of words, and I hate where the new world has come to, that you have to predicate everything to predefine what your meaning is before you say it. My next word when I say fight, let me make it emphatically clear, I don't mean pugilistic prowess, I don't mean rioting, and I don't mean negative or violence. I mean fight the good fight in business. It's been an adjective forever. Hopefully it'll be allowed to be one moving forward. Not just meaning violence, negativity, or physically fighting. Not even remotely what I'm intimating here. We fight together in unison. That's how you fight back to not only beat the man, to beat the system, to beat big money, big business, capitalism, all of it. But you need numbers, but you need logical, methodical, compassionate, and entrepreneurial business folks that have viability in their brick and mortar stores, salons, beauty parlors, lawyers' offices, doctors, gift shops, whatever, brick and mortar stores, to survive, restaurants, whatever they are, obviously are going to need a multitude of help to have longevity. So, where will you be in 5 years? Where were you 5 years ago? Fundraising is a viable way to do this. In honor of today's show, and before I do lapse into getting how detailed this is, We'll carry it over into tomorrow's show, and I'll highlight what I had hoped to get to a little bit more here, but I do want to keep on the clock working to keep these shows within 30 to 40 minutes, and today I made it a promise that I'm going to try to do it within 30. So speaking of that, to yourself, it'll be less than 10 seconds. I'm going to stop the clock so I know where I'm at. Be right back. Hey everybody, it's Grandpa Bell. Thanks for joining us at the show today. Anybody that may want to learn more information on how to make up to $150 a day part-time or $500 a day full-time or more, easy method allows you to escape your jobs, your bill, your stress. Just provide a little info and you can get the inside scoop. Don't worry, there's absolutely no obligation. Be at sales.ctfoshare.com/register. Don't forget to request a sample, offer a sample. One of four great products are coffees, plural, CBDA in latte or black, or regular black and latte, keto creamer, the exfoliator, CBDA joint and muscle cream. Participate. Great way to accentuate over and above the community service and or offer the samples within. Get creative. One of my monikers in my business from 1995 to 2019 was Creative Solutions for Holistic Healthcare Products Distribution, and we do business differently. I feel as though the 3 years that have been with CTFO as of June of 2019, every word of that is still true, alive and well. Sample market, niche market, support your community. Now let's get back to the show with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bell. Hey everybody, it's Grandpa Bell. Let's quickly talk about the nonprofit, CTFO's nonprofit fundraising program. You can see all the information at basales.saveandhelp.org/fundraise.html. Shop, support, and enjoy. Take advantage of wholesale pricing on the highest quality health and wellness products with a 60-day money-back guarantee. A portion of every sale goes directly to your organization that you choose. Experience for yourself the benefits of these life-changing products while you're doing so. And or there's direct linkage that the said organization can join for themselves, all self-explanatory at CTFO. Now let's get back to the show with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bell. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the close of today's episode, and I want to thank everybody for joining us here. Always remember that BA Sales, Chemical Beta's Animal Products, CTFO, all my supplying vendors, clients, Goodwill Ambassadors, and just about everybody that's sick and tired of being in pain, distress, agony, anxiety, and or as a pet owner in the same situation, animal, and those that are looking to support charitable organizations, businesses, community. You see, we all promote good health in people, pets and their people, plants and the planet. I want to thank everybody from the invited groups that were here today, including my own developing sales team. Thank you. Goodwill Ambassadors, thank you. Ubiquitous audience, hopefully one and all, perceives us as a harbinger of good information and myself as a conduit to direct you and put you in touch with fine intuitives, like-minded individuals, like those from the Water Consciousness Movement and many groups that we support, looking for legionnaires of like-minded individuals to join us both here at the shows, but on the teams, and become a wholesale shopper as well, and or as an option. If you do like us, please like us and share us. on social media, speaking of social media, as you formulate potentially parties, as that helps us grow exponentially on the algorithms, and the message gets out because everybody knows somebody in pain, discomfort, suffering. We'll say bye-bye for now. We'll see you in upcoming episodes. May God bless. Peace.